community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Drive Time on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM with a bit of Lenny Kravitz there, the Chamber. We've got Pharrell Williams and Happy on the way next. In the studio with me today, though, we've actually got Piers from the Brentwood Gazette. Afternoon, Piers.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Fantastic. You brought the sun with you, which is gorge. It's always gorge when you turn up.
Really?
It is always gorge.
Okay.
Don't look convinced. So, you're here to give us a quick sneak preview of what's coming up.
Tomorrow's front page is going to be about the Whalley pub fire.
Right.
For those who don't know, the top of Whalley Hill, which has been currently renovated, suffered quite a serious fire.
Do they know what caused it yet?
They don't. Well, it was. It seems like it was caused by something that was to do with the renovation itself.
Ah.
So. That is what it is all pointing to. But anyway, so flames have basically wrecked the entire roof structure of the pub, and several pump crews from across the county had to, or from this part of the county had to race to the Whalley Hill area to douse the flames and put the fire out. And it's put the pub renovation back, I guess, quite a bit.
I can imagine quite a bit as well. New roof, isn't it?
Well, it's more than that. I think it's probably everything inside, which has been renovated too, has been wrecked as well. So we've got loads of pictures. Obviously, the front page has got a lead with it, and there's loads more copy about what happened and comments and responses from the fire crews and everyone else who saw what was going on the day inside as well. But it brings me on to... what we're also covering in today's Gazette,
yeah.
which is the renovation of or the petition of the Clement Jocelyn Building, which, for those who don't know, it was the former interior design shop at the top of the Brentwood High Street next to Wilson's Corner, which had stood as a interior design shop, the home of Clement Jocelyn, for something like 25 years until it went bust about four
really?
Years. I think the company went bust. Yeah. Went bust about 3 years ago, I think, now, top of my head.
Has it been sitting empty ever since?
It's been sitting empty ever since. It's a big old space as well. There's there's four floors of space there.
Is that near the kitchen shop? There's a kitchen shop just there, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's just next to the kitchen shop. It's just opposite. It's almost right next.
Right.
Two doors down from Pizza Express, if you
right.
know it.
Okay.
So it's been sitting empty for several years. Several is perhaps too much, but it's been sitting empty for about 4 years. There had been a application to build some flats in it or to renovate it into a series of flats, but that was turned down on the argument of size and scale. Brentwood Council didn't like what was being proposed. It said it was too much for the area. And anyway, up along comes Wildwood, and I'm not sure if you know about Wildwood, but they've
no,
got several chains across the country, one in Billericay, one in Chelmsford. They do sort of kind of stuff.
Fast foody sort of.
Well, it's more than fast food. It's a sort of strata, I suppose you might relate it to.
An upper classy fast food sort of.
It's fairly well to do, yeah. I mean,
yes,
it describes itself. How does it describe itself? Did I have it? What it described itself here? It describes itself mainly offering grilled meat, stone baked pizzas, and freshly prepared pastas.
So it's a very similar to a Planet Hollywood type.
I think that's what perhaps it's more.
Perhaps not dressed like that, but
no. And there's one in Billericay.
Yeah.
Chelmsford.
Right.
And by all accounts, the food's very good, and people enjoy themselves there.
Yeah.
But the guy who's running it is proposing to take over some of the space in Clement Jocelyn to set up as a restaurant.
Yeah.
He's hoping to set it up in about 6 months' time.
Right.
Which leads me on to the third strand,
right.
What I was going to talk about. How Brentwood is going in terms of its hostelry and in terms of its economy.
Right.
We've got Wetherspoons opening soon.
Wetherspoons is there.
Yeah. Three or four pubs have had several hundred thousand pounds worth of revamp according to them.
Is it not turning into a pubby sort of street, though, to be honest with you?
Well, this is the argument. Is Brentwood turning to party town?
I don't think restaurants are such a bad thing, but pubs, I don't...
Yeah, but it's all the same ilk. And this is the argument that some people have warned against, that... You know Romford, don't you?
Yeah.
There's a part of Romford that... has gone that way.
It has. It's like Beirut down there some nights.
Yeah. There's a strip, basically, which is just clubs, bars and restaurants.
Right, by the station, yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah, that's right.
It decided to take that route because the retail sector wasn't doing quite so well and people came along with applications.
But it's too much. I know that strip very well. It's too much in that one area.
It's too much. Now, Brentwood hasn't gone that far. But... It's getting that way.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it does seem to be heading that way.
And
restaurants seem to bring a little bit more of a calming influence,
yeah,
to be fair.
Yeah.
It's just the pubs and the clubs all accumulated in an area where during the day people go shopping and buy. I don't like that. I don't like that one.
I mean, the problem, I suppose, some people will say is that, well, what else is there? People don't want to shop in Brentwood High Street or any other high street for that. We meant to do. We can't just leave empty shops just sitting empty.
I can understand
it's,
that,
it's not going to do anybody any good. We may as well have some sort of vibrancy in the town, and if it means taking the sort of the club dollar, the beer dollar, whatever, the late night licensing dollar, so be it.
Yeah.
At least we're not just sitting empty doing nothing. At least the town's bringing some sort of money into it. I don't know. It's a tricky one because the internet has changed everything, hasn't it? This
hugely.
Is the problem. So
I've got a prediction. I think that, I mean, even to be fair, even shoe shops and clothes shops, which are going to be the last saviour of a high street, I have to try the clothes on to see what they look like. You have to try the shoes on to see whether you like them on. All the rest, 9 times out of 10, all the rest I buy on the internet.
This is the problem. Food.
Yeah. Food's,
you know,
going that way.
Even clothes shopping, you know, you see.
I've got
something
a lot of friends that buy clothes on the internet and don't.
My other half
about it.
Buys everything online, and if she doesn't like it, it goes back.
Yeah,
and it's no,
yeah, exactly.
And it's and
exactly
it's, and it's and it's re- and it's refunded. So, and if she does like it, then she keeps it. If she doesn't like it, it goes back. Okay, she has to post it back into the post. But the one thing which you can't do online is have a good time, drink, and go clubbing.
No, you.
This is the one thing you can't do online, which the high street offers.
I bet you there's a boffin got his head around that right now.
Well, perhaps, perhaps online discoing. Yeah. So this is why the rise of the club has proved so.
It does make you
so dynamic because that's the only thing the high street offers, which people have to go to the high street for.
It does make me worry where this is going, though, whether you'll have almost tumbleweed going down a high street during the day.
And then at night time
it all comes to life.
Yeah, yeah. Well, perhaps. Perhaps. But... Cool. I mean, I think another thing which Brentwood has got to think about... I mean, it's not just Wildwood, which is opening soon. I say Wetherspoons is opening imminently. Wetherspoons is opening in November.
Yeah.
But we've got some... Should we say more high-end establishments on its way as well, which includes Albert Roux's restaurant.
I was just going to say we've got that restaurant.
He's coming. At least he hopes to come. He's been given planning permission for it. It's just a matter of redecking the old post office into something that's more suitable for him. Now, that is not, has to be said, a Wetherspoons type place, you know.
Yeah.
Albert Roux offers something completely different.
Yeah, it's completely different. But can he do much to the post office where it's going to be? Because it's an old building, isn't it? It's a very old building.
He can do quite a bit there.
He can?
Yeah. Yeah. He's proposing to put the kitchens in the basement. Fancy extractor fan situation to suck out all the fumes from the kitchen area.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the ground floor, which is where the counters were, is going to be decked out into something that's approaching a sort of Art Deco type room area.
I mean,
a couple of the windows which don't fit are going to be replaced with larger windows. I mean, he has planned permission to do all this sort of stuff. But that's going off tack slightly. But what it does show is that Brentwood High Street is an attraction, not just to the Wetherspoons and to the Wildwoods and O'Neills and all the rest of it. It's obviously...
It's attracting the right people.
It's attracting some of the other guys as well. Yeah. You don't get a higher end than Albert Roux.
Well, he's not coming in here just to tick over, is he?
No,
he's coming in to earn money. Otherwise, you wouldn't waste his time.
And he knows there's money here.
Yeah, he does.
And there's no... he shouldn't make money here because there's money. You know, there's you know, people in Brentwood have pretty sophisticated tastes. It's interesting. One of the I was having a conversation with Mickey Norcross the other day, actually, and he was talking about how Towie wasn't the great boon that everyone thought it was. That prior to the 2008 financial crash, people were spending like crazy in Brentwood.
Yeah,
and the Sugar Hut was taking more money then.
Oh.
Well, if you think about it, people come down from Newcastle or Middlesbrough or Liverpool, wherever, Glasgow or Belfast, wherever, and they have a certain amount of money to spend. It might be a £200 trip.
Yeah.
Not including the drink at the Sugar Hut.
Yes, right.
Mickey Norcross was taking that amount from people in Brentwood because that's the amount they had to spend. The local clientele have disappeared. They're coming back now.
I was just going to say that. Do you think it's put the locals off from going there because of all these day trippers?
Yeah, he admitted they're coming back now, but yeah, it's the way Brentwood is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And what it wants to be? Does it want to be retail? In which case, it has to say no to these people, or does it say, look? It's the only way we can go. We've got to take these applications on face value.
Yeah.
We've got to tweak around the edges, perhaps. But at the end of the day, it's all we've got. They come.
I think it's a tricky one, to be honest with you, because the way the internet's going, it's not going to go. Going to recess, is it? The internet's only going to go further.
Yeah.
We're only going to be able to do more things online, not less.
And the people who are in charge of the William Hunter Way future have got to think long and hard about what they want from it, you see, because they need that. The retail can't exist as a standalone economy. It has to have something else behind it,
such as
restaurants, such as cafes, a cinema. I know we keep banging on about the cinema, but it's something like that, because, you know, long gone are the days of Woolworths. Those days are over.
They are over. Even Woolworths have gone online now. So
well, yeah, exactly. Well,
I mean, in the high street you're talking about.
I said Woolworths as an example to all retailers that if you don't move the times, Woolworths.
You have to move with the times, and that was one of the last bastions, wasn't it? It was the old. It reminded me of one of the older shops that your mum used to take you into. Like, do you remember Pollard's?
Yeah.
They were very similar at one point. I don't know if they've updated and they've got less shops now.
I'm not sure Pollard's exists anymore.
I've never seen a Pollard's for years.
But those days are over.
They are.
Those days are over. That's why we've got high streets full of bars, clubs, and which is why Romford is the way Romford is.
Yeah.
Is that what Brentwood is?
No, I don't know. I'd hate for Brentwood to go down that road. I really would hate it. I like Brentwood the way it is, but I don't think it's going to stay the way it is because of the online shopping. I think it's most inevitable.
To be honest with you.
Anyway, Piers, right. Thank you very much for coming.
That's okay.
And that's all coming up in the Brentwood Gazette tomorrow.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.